Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. One day Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out. And while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A gale swept down the lake and the boat was filling with water and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed, and said to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A gale swept down the lake. The boat was filling with water and they were in danger. It's no wonder the disciples, being confronted by this storm, decided to wake Jesus up. It suggests Jesus must have been physically exhausted from the ministry he'd been doing before they set out on their journey. How on earth did he manage to sleep through this? I think in recent years, due to our changing weather patterns, we have perhaps become more accustomed to storms. And they can be extremely scary because they're unpredictable. They're dangerous, and unlike many things in life, we cannot control extreme weather events. Overall in Cheshire, I'd say we tend to get away more lightly than other areas of the country, perhaps. But even in the last year, 9 years of me living here in Knutsford, almost 10 years in fact, two incidents stay in my mind. The first was on a Friday morning. Angela was taking Jess out for a walk, and within 5 minutes, she was back at the vicarage and saying to me, "You need to come and see something." And you just don't know what to expect in those situations, do you? And it's the top of one of the parapets had come down from the church tower and ended up on the graveyard, forming a small crater. Thank goodness it didn't kill anyone. And thank goodness, too, that the damage it caused on the way down was relatively quite minimal. Just a few smashed roof tiles. It seems that the stonework had landed right at the point where wooden beams intersected, so it hit a strong point of the roof. A few inches either side, and the masonry would have come straight through the roof. Was this pure luck or not? And more recently, there was that tree that came down into our garden onto the greenhouse. It could have easily come onto the house. But it didn't. But nonetheless, it was extremely scary to hear that tree come down. We had no control. And when we see extreme events on TV, we feel a sense of vulnerability. Hopefully a desire to try and reverse the consequences behind all that. You know, the global warming. If we were to live near the coast, or more so perhaps on a low-lying island, we become acutely aware of these problems. We need policymakers to make wise choices. Imagine living in Sumatra, which was struck by a massive tsunami, and then being asked to preach in a local church on God's promise to Noah never to flood the earth again. How do I preach on this gospel? For seemingly Jesus, the embodiment of God's presence on earth, had the capacity to control the weather. Is it our lack of faith to change things? Was this moment on Lake Galilee a time when the natural order of things was suspended, in the same way the resurrection was an event that went against the natural order of things? So how can this gospel speak to us today? Put simply, this is a story about life, A journey in life where we all must live in our own storms, in our own boats, that will encounter storms and turbulence. The sea of life is rough from time to time. The winds can become strong and the waves can get bigger at times. And sometimes the boat feels like it's taking in water. And unless things calm down, we feel in danger of sinking. Each one of us could tell our own storm story, which may be related to poor choices we've made in life. It may be the challenge of dealing with someone's difficulties. It could be how we're responding to bad news we don't want to hear. Our own health issues. Storms may slowly brew and build up, and we know it's coming. Some storms just arrive without any warning. Like the weather, the storms of life are about changing conditions and circumstances, and they can seem overwhelming. Order gives way to chaos. The water is deep, and the safety of the shore seems a long way away. The storms of weather we see in the world, blizzards, gales, firestorms, are a stark reminder that not everyone is rescued from danger. And for them, the story is not a happy ending, unlike the gospel today. But back in the gospel, for the disciples, Jesus being asleep was not exactly helpful at that time, was it? Sleeping Jesus was not what they wanted. We don't want Jesus to be sleeping in our boat either. We want Jesus to be with us. As Jesus was in that same boat, so he can be in the boat with us. He was in the same storm, surrounded by the same water as the disciples, blown about by the same wind, beaten by the same waves. But it seems Jesus was able to respond to the situation with calmness and faith. His presence brought a change. And Jesus said to them, "Where is your faith?" It seems as the disciples were in this storm did calm down. Whatever storms we face in our lives, knowing Jesus is there with us can bring peace and calm into a troubled situation. Those waves we're riding on can seem more bearable when we know Christ is with us. God's love is deeper than any water that can overwhelm us. Whatever boat we are in at the present time, if the sea of life does get rough, are we prepared to turn like the disciples and seek the Master's help to put our faith in him? The power of God in Christ that sends the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. The storm may still be there, but the presence of God can bring a sense of peace like no other. As Jesus said on that occasion when he walked the water and the disciples saw him and scared, Jesus said, "Take heart, it is I." Amen.
Yeah.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.